Just don't want him to be sick.
And when he gets loaded up and he gets a hurting him, he gets a hurting down him, and you can hear him hollering to the road, and he just gets my nerves to all up easy.
I can't help it when I hurt real bad.
You gonna howl when you hurt?
I don't. Now I lay in there sick some nights. He don't know.
You don't take any aspirin or anything for this arthritis?
I ain't taking a thing. Only my doctor was up down there. They take and give me.
Adjustment. How often do you go have your chiropractor?
Well, sometimes it gets pretty rough and I have to go every other day.
Uh-huh.
Now we won't have to go back until Monday.
Uh-huh.
See, there's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I have 3 days before I have to go back.
Uh-huh. But ordinarily, how often you go back every once?
Well, when we started, we went every other day.
Mm-hmm.
So I started up there, honey. Now he has had you. I couldn't be no back to him in the car watching cars on my side. I couldn't turn my head. No way.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can turn my head good as you can. Mm-hmm.
But you go at least once a week now, don't you?
Twice.
Twice a week.
Two or three times.
And if he gets
it
to where he can't drive, call him. He comes back.
Mm-hmm. Comes to your house.
Yeah.
He's got lots of y'all members goes up there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was talking to him this morning. I talked to him yet, some of them might not have come if I go up there.
Did you talk to some of the members today?
Yeah. You know it? That white-headed woman. Miss Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
good. She doesn't come regularly. You've never seen her. Uh-huh.
She said she'd been out of church.
Uh-huh, right.
Miss
No, I believe she lives over in Melrose. I think she's somebody who preaches a lot.
I didn't know
that.
Well, now, this is not Miss Snyder. She knows. She says they're the best.
Well, I think he visits in her home a lot. Maybe she's not able to come a lot. I believe I know he's...
And now she said them there is the best people to go around and see about the sick and help them than any church I know of in the whole spot of
the bag. I think that's what they're supposed to do. We were talking about wheat. What do they use to measure grain? What's... Do you buy 40?
You
by the
measured up by the peck in the bushel.
Uh-huh. And what do they do to get the cover and the chaff, I guess, off of it?
Well, they carry it to the grist mill and they make
it. They first thrash it, huh? I guess that's what she meant.
Well, they do that to get that out of the
husk off of it before they take it to the grist mill.
Oh, yes. They put it in a binder.
And then they
I know it. They put it in the binder. Well, that tears that up after you tied it up, you know.
I didn't know the binder tore it up.
Honey, they got thrashers now. They cut that binding and it thrashes it and it sacks it.
What used to thrash it with? Did you have a machine or did you have to do it by hand?
No, we used to have a machine, but they got it boosted up now. I like to have the airplane from the car.
Your daddy used the trailer once. I heard
what did they run an old thrasher on before they had a machine?
Well, I think they first started with pulling it with the mules, didn't they?
Yeah, they mule thrasher. Some of them used steam.